Mel, can you talk about some of the new guys that have come in and the defense really being revamped?
I'm excited. You know, you have guys with experience, guys who played in the league, you know, for a while, and guys who have been successful in the league. And just to add some, you know, more bulk up to the front, you know, I think we can really do a lot of good things up there. We always talk about establishing, you know, stopping the run. You know, that's just been our focus, you know, since we've been in this Denver Bronco program. So the guys we have in, you know, that's exactly what they do. And we got a mixture of guys who can rush the passer. So I think we got a great nucleus up front.
You mentioned the bulk. Have you had? I mean, those guys are—they're big.
Oh yeah. I was definitely excited to see Jay Will. You know, he's a big guy. You know, he just has that stature. Like, you know, I wish he would try to, you know, run up this hole. So, you know, I'm excited. You know, and with Green and those guys, you know. Like I said, a lot of experience, been a part of winning programs, and I definitely think they add a great dimension to this Denver Bronco team.
You and Andre came in together last year. Can you talk about now getting Nate Jones coming in this year, another former
team? Definitely, you know, having Nate come in, experienced nickelback, someone who can identify, you know, routes and concepts, someone who works hard on special teams and just work hard in his daily regimen. You know, I'm excited. Just what he brings to the table. It's going to be a lot of young guys who can look at his work ethic and be able to build off that. You know, it'd be great for someone like Alfonso Smith to see how Nate prepares and how he does identify, you know, team's concept being in the slot. Because when you're in that slot, you're going from left to right and they're changing formations all the time. So he'll be a good person for him to look at and to identify what teams are trying to how teams are trying to attack him.
You talked a little bit about, you know, basically what Nate does off the field. What about out the field? What are his strengths as a
player? Nate? You talking Nate? Like I said, definitely intelligent guy, smart, tough. He might not be the biggest stature, but he is strong and he's able to, you know, hold his ground if they were to decide to put some bigger receivers inside. He's always been like a really good blitzer coming off that slot. So teams are going to have to, you know, identify with him in that. And if he can do a good job of disguising and bluffing, it might open up things from the other side. So he brings a lot to the table. And like I said, he's just really crafty guy in that slot there.
A recurring theme with this team over the years has just been the turnover on defense. Having a new defensive coordinator this year, what can you tell us about Wink?
Definitely an experienced guy. You know, he's played in those systems similar to the New England, and you know, I was under him in Oakland as well. But definitely experienced. We're just going to try to build off you know, some of the things we did last year, and I'm sure he's going to bring in a lot of new wrinkles that, you know, he's had in different places where he coached at. But I think guys are excited knowing that we do have someone already in-house and we can build on, you know, what we did last year and then, you know, be able to correct some of those things. And like I said, he's going to add some new things to his what he wants us to do defensively, and we're going to go from there.
I don't know how much you know, talk about the new defense. I know you're a guy who really stood in the game and knows the defense in and out. How is this defense going to be different than the Colts defense that you know?
Well, like I said, we're going to, I think more, it was, we talked more about vision things last year. And when you're playing the game, it still opens up some hole when you do play the vision, you know, coverage. We talked a little bit more about just being aggressive and you know, kind of matching onto men in the defensive scheme so guys are not just kind of running free. But we got a lot of things to build on, and I'm sure we'll talk about more, you know, as we go on. But just the few things he talked about, you know, not being such a vision defense and more being – more, you know, kind of locking onto guys when they come into our zone.
So when you talk about fishing, you're talking about, you know,
kind of looking at the quarterback. And this time we're more of we're gonna probably do a little bit more of really getting onto guys.
What's the feeling in the locker room as far as next year? You know, I mean, it's kind of had a chance to talk to you guys and getting back from Hawaii. Kind of all the players
playing. We haven't, you know, with Kyle and Doc. I talked to Doc a little bit about it. I haven't talked to Kyle, but I'm sure it'll start circling around the locker room about what took place in Hawaii. But our biggest focus now is just, you know, getting better in the weight room, you know, trying to, become better teammates. We do have a lot of guys on the team, and we want them to feel comfortable here. And it's going to take everybody just going in here each day and working hard and getting better. So we're really focused on that. And we know we want to kind of develop that chemistry of, us being here together and getting it done.
Is it easier this year because you didn't have the same kind of turnover? Obviously, you flipped your defensive line, but other than that, not as much as last year.
Well, for me personally, it's a lot. You know, I'm not dealing with the transition of trying to find a place to stay and that those things like that. I'm settled, and I'm going to try to do my part. You know, for the new guys to make them feel comfortable here, so that they feel part of this team. And you know, sometimes that slow a process down when guys still feel like outsiders. And it's going to take the guys who've been here, you know, to just make those guys feel that much comfortable so we can move in that direction of trying to become a good football team.
Ronaldo, how intrigued are you by what happens on the offensive side with the trade with Brady Quinn and things like that?
Really haven't took a good look at it. You know, I'm, you know, just being a defensive guy, you know, I'm just excited about those guys we got up front. I'm always excited to watch the offense and them have success, but I know being a leader on the defense, I know I have to do a part of, trying to help those guys out, make sure that the new defenses that come in, that I'm able to communicate it to those guys, because that's a big part of my game. So, knowing that if I can do that, then we all can play, fast and aggressive football, and that's what we want to do. So my biggest focus is just, excited about the guys we have here, but I know I have a big part of being prepared, and so those guys can play well, play fast this year too.
Do you pay attention to what's going on with the owner meetings, in particular the rule they're thinking about with the overtime and the coin toss and having both sides get a chance at that? And what do you think about that? So having been in the league and been in those situations for a while.
I heard a little talk. I heard they'd be posted. They're supposed to talk about it a little bit more this week. But whatever they decide, I'm sure coaches and players will make those adjustments. We always talk about situational football, with Coach McDaniels, and I'm sure he'll have us prepared, however it turns out. But it's always some new wrinkle that they have in the lead each year, and we'll be prepared whatever they decide.
Do you like sudden death, though? Do you like the coin toss?
I do as a player, because it's here now. You have to defend, and pretty much if they get past that 50, it's it could be an opportunity that the field goal could end the game. But that's why we go out and play the game, and that's why as a defense you work so hard to say whatever happens we're going to get this stop. And I think around the league, guys kind of feel that way. If they can go in here and get the stop, get the offense the ball back, that's a focus of theirs. And offensively, I know they're trying to, get the ball in the best possible situation. Whether it's a score or field goal, they're trying to better their chances of getting us the win. So, like I said, defensively, we're trying our hardest to get the ball back to the offense any kind of way we can, turnover or a four down stop, and we know that 50 mark and getting across the 50 is it gives them a better percentage of getting that field goal, and we just try to do whatever we can to stop them.
No, what'd you think when Andre Davis
was coming? Good friend of mine. I think it was a surprise to a lot of people. But we know in this game, NFL, it is a business, and things like this happen every day. I haven't talked to him. I left him a message, but he's a good football player. I know he'll do great things up there in Buffalo, and I know I'll keep an eye on him just because he is a good friend of mine. But as this Denver Broncos team, we have to move on. We have to find guys to fill that void. And we have guys who come in, work hard every day, and that's what the offseason program is about, trying to find guys that can develop to help in his defense.
Have you already, I mean, probably based on last year, have you seen, you know, guys
I think so. You know, we have a lot of young guys, and we have versatile guys who can move in or outside. So I'm sure the coaches will explore all those opportunities. But like I said, right now, it's about, you know, us getting, you know, better in the weight room, better out there running, and you know, trying to get prepared. And like I said, the versatility that we do have is going to be a lot of options.
When Champ was in here last week, he was talking about big guys up front can really benefit the secondary, because if they can stop the run with seven guys, it kind of frees up the safeties to do other things, and that in turn sells out the cornerbacks. I mean, how is that relationship between the D-line and the secondary going to be?
Definitely. If we can, you know, with the guys up front, you know, we're expecting to stop the run. You know, if we can put, you know, teams in longer situation, it opens up, you know, so much what we can do in the back end. You know, whether we're, you know, bringing more blitzes with the nickel backs, and knowing that they got to get the ball off quick, and they need, you know, 9 or 10. If we can, you know, play them tight and know the ball that's coming out hot, and we can just make the tackle, get off the field. But if we're put in a situation where they're gaining, you know, 6 or 7 on first down, it just makes our odds that much harder to defend. So we can definitely get in there and stop the run, and, you know, get them to third and longs, and, you know, where they're not comfortable at, you know, our percentage goes up higher. And that's kind of what we want to do defensively. And also the turnover, you know, when teams get frustrated with that, so more turnovers do, you know, happen. So we're excited with the guys we have up front. We know what they did in the past, and we're expecting them to do a lot here.